Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. Jitterbug.
Yeah.
Jitterbug. Fantastic.
Jitterbug. Break out the lube. You put the
boom boom into my heart. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Yes, buddy, here I am.
And you can also reach us on our MySpace. And it's MySpace. Shoot, hold on.
It's MySpace.com/Conway Show.
Yes. Sorry about that, little buddy.
Oh, that's okay, little buddy.
Yeah, it's MySpace.com/Conway Show. MySpace.com/Conway Show. And Gina runs the entire production there.
Oh, really? I didn't know that, Gina G.
Yeah, Gina's kicking ass with that, man.
Wow. Get Thank on his Facebook, much. Though, dude. I mean, get his Facebook going. I'm
nah,
just saying.
I don't want to get the Facebook.
Oh, come on. Why MySpace over Facebook? I don't understand that.
Gina's doing the MySpace. I'm not doing it. Gina's got it rolling.
Well, you should be on both.
Sammy, it's just because I think MySpace is a lot more accessible for everybody. It's just a little easier to navigate for the fans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, buddy. Know.
Whatever you guys do, it's fine with me. All right.
You out of it.
Yeah. Just leave me the hell out of it. That's exactly right. All right. It comes from Mail Online. I think this is out of the United Kingdom. Yes, United Kingdom. Teach the pleasure of gay sex to children as young as 5, say researchers.
Okay, wait, that's very exploitational. Teach the pleasure of gay sex. I think they're just teaching them about gay sex. I don't think they're teaching them the pleasure of gay sex.
See what it says? Let's dig deeper into this article and see what it says here.
Okay.
Children as young as 5 should be taught to understand the pleasures of gay sex. According to leaders of a taxpayer-funded education project, the heads of the project have set themselves a goal of creating primary classrooms where queer sexualities are affirmed and celebrated. All right.
Are affirmed or?
Are affirmed.
Oh, affirmed.
Yeah,
okay,
and
gotcha.
Celebrated.
Wow, okay.
The ambition was revealed in documents prepared for the No Outsiders Project, run by researchers from universities, and backed with over $600,000 of public money.
Taxpayers' money.
Yes, provided by the Economic and Social Research Council. Wow. Children as young as 5 should be taught about gay sex, an education project has said. And there's a file picture there for you. A little girl there learning about, I think she's drawing another.
Where?
I think she's 5 and she's drawing a woman's private parts.
Oh, damn.
The stated purpose of the project, which is operating in 14 primary schools, is to stop bullying and produce, and I'm sorry, stop bullying and prejudice aimed at homosexuals.
I think that's nice. I think educating kids young over sexuality is a good thing.
Is that right?
I think so. So they know what's out there.
At 5, though?
There's going to be a point where Sophia, your child, your little girl, is going to see 2 lesbians walking down the street or 2 gay guys walking down the street, holding hands, maybe even making out, hugging. She's going to ask you questions. She's a very bright little girl. And, you know, I'm sure she's seen mommy and daddy kiss and hug. And then she's going to see 2 people of the same sex kiss and hug. And I'm sure you're going to get a question. How
Fantastic.
Are you going to answer?
Well, you know, that's up to me to answer. It's not up to school to, you know, tell her about that.
That's very true.
But it's yeah, I mean, I don't know how I'll handle it. Hopefully she'll be with her mom when that happens. Her mom can take over.
I was sitting with Lorenzo Lamas. Actually,
what do you tell kids about homosexuality? What do you tell them?
Well, I mean, do you even talk to them about sex at all?
At 5? No way. Don't you want... See, I think the goal is to try to keep kids as young as you possibly can for as long as you possibly can. You know, I mean,
keep them innocent, though. You shelter them too much, they're going to be shocked when they realize what the real world is about.
So the alternative is to show them, you know, 2 guys hammering each other at 5?
Well, yeah. I don't think that you should show them hammering each other, but you can show 2 guys holding hands and explain that love, it's hard to find love in this world, so whoever you find it in is not a bad thing. Whether it's of the same sex, different sex.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
But you know,
there,
but schools nowadays are teaching kids about sex education, the reproductive systems. And I was about to tell you, I had Lorenzo Lamas sitting with me on the show, and he has a bunch of daughters, five daughters. His 10-year-old daughter was sent home from school with a permission slip to teach her about sex education, reproductive systems, and I do believe contraception.
Right. Well, that's a little different.
At 10 years old, though.
Yeah, I understand that.
And is that the school's job to be doing that, or is that the parents' job to be doing that?
It is the parents, but I'm talking specifically about homosexual sex. And they say that they, according to this article, children as young as five should be taught to understand the pleasures of gay sex.
Okay, see, I think that's written exploitative. Yeah.
But that's wrong.
Well, I mean, are they teaching the pleasures of straight sex? No, they're just teaching sex.
They shouldn't be teaching kids any kind of sex at 5 years old.
Okay, five is wrong, but maybe 10? Like, when they're addressing, you know...
Maybe at 30.
But if they're teaching sex education in school at 10 years old to kids, shouldn't they also give the option of all types of sex education?
No.
If they're teaching contraception and they're teaching anatomy and reproductive systems, don't you think they should be teaching... The more about sex. Yeah, I do.
I don't think you teach a five-year-old about gay sex.
Not five, but I'm saying whatever age the school deems the age to talk about sex, period, gay sex should be included in the discussion of sex.
Is that right?
I think so.
I don't know. All right, gang, you may want to help us out here because I'm a little baffled here. At what age do you teach your kids about gay sex? And how do you do it? How do you, you know, when your little Jimmy asks what those two guys are doing, how do you explain that one?
And you talk to him about the bees and the bees.
I'm sure people have had that happen.
I said you talk to him about the bees and the bees.
Yeah, because they both have stingers, dude.
All right. Here are the phone numbers. How do you talk to your kids about gay sex? 520-9710.
It's so funny you could barely even say that.
I know. I don't want to talk to my daughter about gay sex at five.
She's going to see two women, you know, at some point.
How do you know she's going to see two women at some
point? It's all over television. Do you let her watch TV?
She's not watching. And Dora the Explorer, there's not, you know,
there's no
two
lesbian
chicks
characters.
Locked into a 69. They're just playing soccer and trying to teach, trying to locate Tico the squirrel so they can get a ride to Diego's joint.
You sure there isn't Dora?
All right, here are the
Mona?
Phone numbers, gang. You may want to help us out here. How do you teach the these kids about gay sex?
And what age?
520-9710. That's our main number here. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710.
I think the minute they start asking questions is when you need to start giving answers.
About straight sex?
About any sex. I mean, kids are going to ask. They're curious. They're wise. They get images in front of them all walking down the street.
So if some 5-year-old was asking, hey, you know, how was I reproduced? You're like, well, it's when mommy and daddy get together and have sex. 9 months later, you come out. Well, what happened with Billy? Billy has two dads. How did they get a kid? You're like, woo, 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 woo. I don't know,
well, then
man.
You have to explain it. But if you explain the birds
off,
and the
man.
Bees for straight sex, then you need to explain the bees and the bees for gay sex.
I don't know. If my daughter, you know, like, saw...
She's going to ask you, dude.
If my daughter saw, like, two women walk around, like, kissing and stuff, and she's like, what are those two people doing? I'm like, well, one of them is just a guy.
No, just, you're, you cannot do that.
Just dressed up like a chick.
No,
I don't know what to
that's
going to
be more confusing to her.
I don't know what to tell you.
You need honesty as the best policy, Tim Conway Jr.
I think you try to keep your kids...
Away from the sex. I understand.
Away from sex for as long as you can.
Honey, you can walk down the supermarket aisle and see gay people everywhere. Yeah, they're everywhere. You cannot shelter your child from the gay lifestyle.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. And people do it all the time. Don't tell me you can't. Maybe the comment is you shouldn't, but you certainly can.
Well, if you keep them locked up in your house, shackled to a bed,
no,
clearly.
No, you don't. You move out of L.A. or move out of California, New York, Miami,
all the major
Chicago.
Cities. Yes, all the major cities.
Yeah, move out. Move out to the country. I don't know what you do.
Dude, you don't want to shelter your child because they're going to encounter gay people when they grow up.
I know, but you can't.
And they're going to be confused if you're telling them that one of them is a different sex.
I never learned about gay kids or about gay couples when I was a kid, and I turned out fine. I know how they
roll.
But
when did you figure it out? What age? I'm sure you're a very smart man.
What year did I figure out what? How gays have sex?
Well, no, just that there was gay sex, period.
I was really... I was probably, you know, in junior high when I knew that guys.
I mean, did you see two guys? Was there a family member?
I think it came in. I think it was very slow process.
Was there somebody in the town that was gay?
No, I mean, I still don't, you know how to. I mean, listen, nobody ever sat me down and said, "Here's what two guys do when they have sex."
Did anybody sit you down and say, "Here's what a guy and a girl do when they have sex"?
Yeah.
Well, then they should have explained what two guys do too.
Why?
Because, well, maybe the gay lifestyle wasn't as prevalent and out in the open when you were, how old are you? You're in your 40s?
Yes, I'll be 45 come October.
Okay, so 40 years ago, there might have been more of a closeted situation. Where
there absolutely was.
Okay, so yeah.
Nobody in my high school is out of the closet that I knew of.
Okay, so then clearly there was no need for that conversation. Now,
no, there were still gay guys. They just weren't. They were in the closet.
Right. So nobody saw them. So there had to be. There was no explanation.
You don't teach kids the pleasure of gay sex.
That is being exploitative. You don't teach them the pleasure. You just teach them the option. There are options, and they're going to see it. So
I don't know.
They're going to be confused if you don't explain it to them.
I don't know.
The honesty is the best policy.
All right, Amber in Seal Beach. You're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Hi, Amber.
Hey, I just want to let you know that, like, okay, I was, like, the masculine, like, person while I was young. Like, I had 10 cousins, and they were all girls, and I was always the masculine one, so I was always, like, the Indian, like, chief or, like, the main person, like, the guy out of everybody. And so, like, I was kind of, like, questioning my sexuality. Like, by the time I turned, like, 15, my grandma was like, oh, you don't want to, like, wear dresses, so obviously you must be gay. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not gay. But, you know, after a while, I realized I was a lesbian.
Lesbians?
Yeah. Right,
you found out you were.
Yeah, no, right. I totally did, because I was like, oh, why am I, like, more, you know, rationalizing with, like the gay part of me than I am with the straight part of me? And it was just one of those things where, like, I found out that I was a lesbian afterwards. Like, it was kind of, like, presented towards me, and I kind of leaned towards that way than the other.
Now, did you wish that somebody had sat you down, Amber, and explained to you that there were options when you were younger?
Well, see, like, that's the whole thing. Like,
I think grandmother did that.
Yeah, well, no. No, like, I mean,
Grandma nailed you as a lesbian.
Yes, she did. She's like, oh, why aren't you wearing dresses? Because my whole family was from the South. And I was like, oh, well, I just don't like dresses. Like, that's not my thing. And then she was like, oh, are you gay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm 15 years old. I don't know whether that's, like, the right question to ask. Like, I'm sorry. I apologize. But, like, since then, like, I've met so many, like, people that have been gay and, like, and that were not gay when I was their age. Like, I knew this guy, and he was, like, the most flaming homosexual you could possibly imagine. And he was 15, and he was totally into God, and he had this girlfriend he wouldn't kiss for a year and a half. And I was like, how do you not kiss your girlfriend for a year and a half? He was gay. And then, like, not even 3 weeks ago, he came to a party that I had, and I hadn't seen him in, like, 10 years. He's like, yeah, I am gay. And I was like, I knew that you were gay from the moment that I met you.
Yeah.
You know, like,
the beard didn't fool you, Amber.
Oh, not at all. Mm-hmm.
All right, so how old do you think that they should start teaching kids about gay sex?
Well, not gay sex essentially, but, like, just sex in general, because I think that there should be somebody there that, like,
because I thought
the sex was something like Las Vegas when I was younger. I was like, oh,
At what age do you think the kids should be taught about sex?
Probably about 12.
12, okay. All right, that's not bad.
I think I was having sex at 12.
What's going on?
I think I would wait until my daughter asked about lesbians or gay guys before I laid that story
on
her.
Okay, now see, there you go.
But I wouldn't approach her.
You're younger, because, like, I have a friend who was gay since, like, the day he was born. He was, like, all, and he tried to tell his mom, and, like, his mom's like, you know, she's talking about him with, like, the whole gay.
I know, but see, I wouldn't sit my daughter down and say, hey, you see those two guys across the street? Those guys are into that stick, man. Fantastic.
Dude, but clearly, if your daughter said, Dad, what are those two guys doing kissing? Why are they doing what you and Mommy do?
I would stick her in the car and say, come on, we got to get away from these devils.
Shut up. They are. Dude.
No. One of them's just a really ugly chick.
Wait, what'd you say?
One of them's just a really ugly chick.
I don't know what I'd do. I hope I have a heart attack before them. All right, let's talk to, how about Kevin? You're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you talk to about these kids with gay sex?
I tend to agree with you, Tim. Yeah. You and I are long about the same age. You're about 5 months older than I am.
Would you run screaming, they're devils?
No, I wouldn't.
That's really
that.
Rude.
But you know what? I think there are two issues. One, when it comes to sex education, I think all the schools should be required to do is just teach about protection.
Yes.
And the reproductive system. We don't need to get into the pleasure. There's a million and one pleasures of it. I think kids, when they get old enough and want to learn those are things that they should address themselves.
And I also think that any sex ed teacher should be a woman.
Yeah, an old lady.
Yeah, I don't want a 32-year-old guy teaching my daughter about sex.
And an old lady, like an 80-year-old lady.
Yeah.
I don't know. After some of these female teachers with the young boys now, that's probably not the safest bet anymore.
Well, Kevin, you got kids?
No, I don't. But I had sex education when I was in high school.
I had an elementary school.
Not in elementary school.
No, I did.
Oh, wow.
I remember dragging my poor dad to this class on sex education. And, man, it was the height of, like, the Carol Burnett Show. And everyone, like, recognized me. Like, he's here with this dopey kid to learn, you know, see a woman put a condom on a banana.
But wasn't it called, like, health young, back then?
And I would be embarrassed. But as far as I was
mortified. I still remember exactly what seat I was sitting in the auditorium of Encino Elementary School. Just really.
As far as the gay thing is concerned, I don't even think that should be an issue. I think that should be a tolerance issue, not teaching them about gay sex. It just should be said, look, there are some boys who like other boys, and there are some boys who like boys and they're girls, but you shouldn't be beating up anybody just because they like somebody. And that should be enough of it. Yeah. It shouldn't be, you know, what position to get in and how to enjoy.
No, you definitely don't want to do that. Plus, you know, I have a daughter, so I think it's much easier for you to teach, you know, daughters about homosexuality than it is for teach your son.
Right. I think even girls don't like gay guys.
What?
I mean, I know that sounds, you know, it's
wrong.
Just, when it comes to, I know it's biased and it's wrong to think that way, but I think most people, when it comes to homosexuality, most people tend to have more problems with it when you're talking about two males rather than two women. Any guy most of the time will tell you, oh, yeah, I'd love to see two women together.
Yeah.
But you don't hear too many women saying they want to see two guys together.
Oh, honey, then you don't listen to me.
That.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, I think that also, I might be on another planet here, but I think that most gay guys don't go all the way, if you know what I mean.
I don't know how many gay guys you know, my friend.
They all do that.
They're pretty horny.
They all do that?
Well, my gay guy friends are pretty slutty.
With the the tuchus?
Dude. Yeah.
I just think it should stay to the reproductive and being safe. We don't need to know the positions and how much pleasure. When you get to college, if you want to learn those things, and that's your option, or you learn it from your parents, different things like that. But I don't think a teacher should be in class going,
no, I think you're
okay,
right.
And you can get in this position, and there are Benoit bowls, blah, 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 and all that kind of crap.
Well, I don't think that's what they're teaching.
I'd be horrified.
Kevin, I don't think they're teaching Benoit bowls. Jesus.
Hey, Benoit 101. Hey, hold up one sec, Kevin. We're going to give you something here, buddy. Thanks for the call. A pair of tickets to the Sands Sports Super Show going on Friday through Sunday. Watch out for Danny Bonaduce. I mean, watch out for this guy. And the Bod Squad Saturday, sandsportssupershow.com.
It's not like they're teaching Kama Sutra in class, my friends.
I don't know what they're teaching. I'm going to homeschool my kid and never teach her about anything.
Now I get cookies?
Yeah, you get cookies, baby. Just, enough with the gays and the lesbians. I don't know what to tell you. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. How do you tell these young kids about gay sex? Do you ever tell them? Or do you just send them off to an orphanage? And Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. We'll be right back. fantastic. Give him this time and
show me some affection. Oh, yeah. We're going for those pleasures in the night. Sure.
Fantastic. Uno, dos, tres, siete. Gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. When and how do you start teaching your kids about gay sex? Sam Phillips is with us. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Vanessa in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey.
Well, let's see. I work with children, and I also have a lot of education with children. So first, I'd like to say that I don't think you should teach a child the pleasure of gay sex,
right. But
you need to mention it.
But don't you wait till they ask?
Yes. But you do wait till they ask. You don't do it at 5 and expect them to understand that. I mean, at 5, they barely understand that they have a penis and girls have vaginas in a boys, you know, world.
If you're teaching your 5-year-old about, you know, about sex, you should be arrested.
Yes, you should.
You just throw your ass in jail.
But if your kid asks, you should be honest and give them an answer.
Wait till they ask. But
I really think history is repeating itself because at one point we wouldn't talk about a relationship between a black man and a white woman.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait.
Back in the day.
Wait, that exists?
No, the back in the day, I mean, I'm saying history is repeating itself because back in the day, you wouldn't talk to a child about a black man kissing a white woman.
An interracial relationship.
Where's that happening? Right.
Oh, Tim Conway.
In the past.
All right, Vanessa, good. Thanks for calling. I'm just busting your ovaries, baby. Marie in Compton, you're on 97.1.
Yes, how are you?
Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just want to say a couple of things that there is a difference between gay sex and gay relationships. So if you're going to teach your child anything or the schools, you should start off with the gay relationships, not the gay sex. That's a total different perspective, and they don't need to be learning anything about gay sex. Relationship is a different thing. And I just want to say that I do agree with the young lady on the air with you that if your child asks, yes, tell your child. You don't have to get explicit about it and in deep details, and it depends on the age.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. A 5-year-old boy says to you, Marie, I saw two guys holding hands and then kissing the other day. What's going on with them? What do you say to them?
5 years old,
let's say 10 years old.
Yeah, let's up the age a little bit.
Right, let's say 35.
No, 10.
Let's say 13, maybe even 12. You sit down and you talk to that child because you know what?
I'm asking you, what do you say?
You said yes. You did see that those two men kissing or those two boys kissing. We live in the kind of world where it's acceptable. At least this is the way the world is going. Where I don't agree with it as your parent, and I wouldn't want to see you kissing another boy. Boys, in my opinion, are supposed to kiss girls. So you explain to your child. But we're living in a world where they're seeing it on TV, they're seeing it in magazines. It's all over.
So when you tell them about it, you still, in your opinion, you still try to push them into a heterosexual relationship.
If you believe that, yes, you do. Because me personally, if my son came to me at the age of 12, 13, I wouldn't want to, I don't believe in gay marriages. I don't believe in, I'm a heterosexual person. I believe in a woman and a man.
Heterosexual.
Yeah, did I say it wrong?
No, it's okay.
Yeah. Okay, but right, so
if your son came to you and go, hey, Ma, I'm into other guys. I'm into that stick. You'd probably faint and go, oh, Lord.
Yeah, I probably would. But then, You know what? But in the same respect, I have to sit down and talk to him.
Yeah.
It has to do with your faith, your religion.
You got kids?
I have one son, but my son, he's 30 years old. He'll be 30. So he's a straight guy.
You got grandkids?
I have grandkids. Yes, I do.
How many?
I have three boys.
Oh,
I have
boy.
Three.
That's...
And I would definitely, and I tell, you know, but see, I have faith and belief in God, and I live a life that I try to be a good Christian, a good child of God. So my belief is God made a man and a woman, and that's the way the world should, we should, you know, but we're living in a world now that things are tipsy-topsy-turvy.
Right.
And is it okay to marry a man, having sex with a man? No. Is it okay? A woman have it, but it's you know what? And look at your family.
What if you're, let's say your son was gay and he was going to marry another man, would you go to the wedding?
I love my son. I would, you know, I have to say, I have gay people in my family. How many people in our family today, one or two people in everyone's family, probably in the majority of the people
I know, I'm
in
just,
this
I'm
world.
Just testing where your tolerance
yes,
is.
I would go to his wedding because I love my son, even though I disagree with it. But, hey, you know, I would try to talk to my son and know that I've done the best that I can do as a parent. But when he gets to be a certain age, he's going to make his own decisions. All I can do at that point is pray for him.
Marie,
like I'm praying for the whole world because
I
think the
Marie.
Whole world is kind of
right.
totally out.
Hey, Marie,
too far out.
We have a surprise for you. Your son is with us tonight.
Hey, Mama.
Well, he must be giving his opinion and helping you out, Tim.
Hey, Ma.
Yeah?
Hey, it's your son. And I'm no longer interested in my wife. I want to be a gay guy and marry another guy. Is that cool?
No, you know what? My son is straight as straight can be. That's something I don't have to worry about.
Fantastic.
But I just want to say one thing. And I appreciate the comment. I mean, I appreciate the show and the topic.
Thank you, ma'am.
I really do. It's wonderful.
But I
just want to say that you can't run and hide from it, Tim. There's a song.
I'm not running and hiding from it. I'm just
and
not
you
gonna,
can't shelter your kid either
I'm,
from it.
I'm not going to tell my, I'm not going to bring it up.
Well, don't bring
but
it up.
Let that kid bring it up.
Be prepared. And even I feel even before you have to wait for your child to bring it up at some point in time, you need to help them and discuss them because we discuss that with them.
But wait a minute.
But there's a way to go about doing it. And check this out. There's a song out right now called I Kissed a Girl, and I liked it, and I like kissing her red cherry lips. Now, if that's
Lily
not
Allen.
Open,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's not open and blatant right out there for any age that listen to the radio, kids nowadays will be confused. It's not up to the teachers. It's
all
not
right.
up to the pastor. It's not up to your next-door neighbor. It's up to the parents and the way they raise their child. Now, after they get to that certain
point... I can't take that.
And by the way, Marie, my name is Sam.
Yeah. All right, Marie, we're going to give you a gift here. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the LGFMX Championship.
Ooh.
Sounds like you'll enjoy that. Out at the Pomona Fairplex, September 20th. 27th.
Her son will.
Yeah, go to lgactionsports.com for all the information.
Nice.
Imagine driving across country with that woman.
Oh, dude, she sounds like a wonderful mother.
Yeah,
and she agreed with me.
Chit-chatty, man.
Well, she's on talk radio. She was, stressing her opinion.
Christ almighty, we're not even in Texas, and I haven't said a word. What's
she had
that?
Good point.
Hey, Tim, I just want to tell you, she was referring to the Katy Perry song, I Kissed a Girl, and I Liked It.
Ah.
And now there's a church sign, and you can see it on the internet. It says, I kissed a girl, and I liked it, and then I went to hell. And yes, I will have the t-shirt made up for you, Sam.
Oh, yay. Thank
man.
You. Thank you.
All right. Mario in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
I agree that kids should be taught that, boys, some boys like other boys, or that will happen at any age, maybe.
So like when they're 6 months old?
Or when they ask?
No, but when they, it's, but you don't teach them, you wait till they ask.
That's also, because me as a kid, I remember I used to kiss boys.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And other boys, I remember.
Get out of here, dude.
Some boys that I knew, like, we were like maybe the same age and they would kiss.
How old were you when you started doing that?
Maybe like 7.
Oh, wow.
And did you know that you were gay?
I don't think, but I knew about me.
I would have nailed you as gay.
Now, but do you wish, Mario, that somebody had talked to you and said,
I could have put that together for you at 7. Hey, Mario, so are you living with a guy now?
No, myself.
You're between dudes?
Or you have many dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has many dudes, dude. No, Mario, do you think that gay guys are a little slutty? Because my gay guy friends...
Some gay guys are, I believe.
You're not, though, right?
Well, not
yes,
really,
he is.
But
yes, he is.
I kind of am not
Randy, please, I'm in the middle of talking to this guy. I'll ask him in a minute. Just calm down.
Tim, I want to know.
All right. Are you into heavy set straight guys?
Well, don't sell me like that.
I noticed that I like pretty cute faces, either a girl or a boy.
Oh, Randy. Randy, man.
Mario, I think we might be a match.
You smoke weed, Mario?
No, I get panicked.
You can't handle it?
No.
You're going to learn to like it with Randy, man.
We'll shotgun it.
And
and who's the pitcher and who's the catcher in this relationship?
Like,
I think he likes more cushion for the push.
Like, nobody says, Mom, what happened? Let's see. Like, I was going to church, okay, when you drive a door in the street, like,
I have no idea what she's saying. I don't know what you're saying anymore, dude. I got to hang up on you. All right, folks. When do you teach your kids about gay sex, everybody? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Sam Phillips is with us. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
In your eyes all the way. If I listen to your lies, would you say I'm a man without conviction? I'm a man who doesn't know how to sell a contradiction. You come and go, you come and go. Come, 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 come.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us. When do you start teaching kids about gay sex? Let's talk to Dennis in Riverside. You're on 97.1.
Good evening.
Hey.
You almost have to do it when the kids are around 10 or 11. I'm an educator, and, you know, there's a growing trend of students when they're in middle school to have some homosexual activities go on.
Ooh.
So you have to kind of prepare the students for that to happen.
But do you wait for them to ask, or you lay it on them?
Well, you almost wait till there's an incident at school, as much as that's something to say, because, you know, there's a growing, like I said, there was a growing trend. You hear a lot of girl-on-girl action in the bathroom.
Wow. Like, at your school?
Not at my school, but you hear it, you know, through the grapevine, through different schools. And it's not like they're doing everything, but you're a lot of making out between girls and girls in the bathrooms. And then, you know, it's rumor spreads, and then they start to do it more.
It sounds like you're talking about the Free FM bathroom.
What the hell? Hey.
So you almost have to explain to the kids that it happens. And, you know, and even when the kids grow over 13, 14, 15, at certain high schools, they have different gay clubs, like gay and straight alliance clubs, or, you know,
gay right?
clubs to make, you know, trying to... To explain what exactly.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up there. Did you say you're the president of the gay club?
Yeah, that's what I
said. All right, get out of here, Dennis. What's wrong with you, jackass? All right, we got to take ourselves yet another break, and then we'll come back with John and Jeff, the John and Jeff Show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Everybody, people, it's the jump.
Sorry about that. Did a little swearing. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Thanks
and
for having
joining
me.
Us from the John and Jeff Show are the two studs, John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
How you doing?
What's up, Timmy?
You know, I just figured out Andrew Jones from the Dodgers making $14.5 million this year, and he has 33 hits. So he's making about $493,000 per hit.
Nice.
$439,000 a hit. Not bad if you can get it, huh? What's going on with that John and Jeff show tonight?
Tonight, Tim, a man on the third shift decides to come home from work a little early.
Uh-oh.
And guess who he finds with his wife in bed?
Me?
The local priest.
Wow, what? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, finally, the priest is getting something.
See, this is what happens when you work the night shift. You come home a little bit early, surprise your wife, and then all of a sudden...
Wow.
She's with the priest?
Yeah.
Must have been pretty hot for her to nail the priest. When the guy comes in and sees the priest banging his wife, he goes, "Hey, father, what are you doing?" Do you address him as father?
Or a-hole. Yeah. Get off my wife.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's, you know, when you go to communion next time, it's uncomfortable.
Apparently, he's being... reassigned.
Yeah. Okay. They'll put him somewhere else so he can bang some other one's wife.
It could be worse. Man. He could have been banging a young boy.
Yeah, the son.
So there is some good news in the story.
Yeah, could have been a menage a trois with the son.
At least it was consensual.
Dude, yeah. I'm just thinking at least the chick was banging a priest and not something else that you would think a chick, you know, that classic joke when the guy comes home and...
You'd be really weird if the guy came home thinking his wife wasn't there... And he was, towing a nun behind him. Like he was going to come home to bang the nun. All of a sudden, he said, "Wait a minute, what did I say? My wife is banging the priest. What the hell? How could you be pissed at her then?"
No, you can't. No,
you got to everybody jump in the sack and enjoy yourself.
But I think it's a good idea to come home early from work.
Oh, yeah.
To surprise your spouse. And if they have the look of, "What are you doing here?" then you're on to something.
Well, here's the deal. If you see a strange vehicle in your driveway, when you see it, just keep driving.
Yeah, especially if it's the Pope Mobile. But next time they go to confession, are they going to swap seats?
Right.
Wow.
Now, Jesus you were Catholic, Christ. So you went to confession.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever do the face-to-face? That was always weird.
Nah, it was... we did that little screen pops up.
Yeah.
And then you lie to him and...
Do you ever make sins up?
Oh, yeah, you have to.
All the time, when you're a kid?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make sins up. Yeah. You're not going to go in there and go, "No, I got nothing for you, Doc."
I blew up a building. Yeah, okay. I killed a puppy.
Wasn't it also kind of funny when you had the local businessman in the confessional for a long time? You're like, "I knew that guy's a jerk."
Yeah, you're going to try to get out of there as soon as you can. All right, the John and Jeff show is coming up immediately. I'm on tomorrow with Arsenio Hall, everybody.
You go, dog.
I got to thank Sammy for coming in.
Thanks, buddy.
And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show tomorrow right after Likes with Arsenio Hall on 97.1 Free FM.
God bless. Good night. Thank you.
And everybody is making a great contribution to saving gas here in Los Angeles and in Southern California.
I'm really not.
So because...
I'm sorry, go ahead. Please continue.
It's not worth it.
Oh, no, please. I'm hanging on your words.
It doesn't matter.
Joel in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1.
Hey, good evening.
It's going to be a long night, Joel.